Hi there. I'm just documenting the process in which I go about learning French and reading French for professional purposes. This is self-paced. It really is self-regulated learning. My focus is to try and learn academic terminology and ideas in French to be able to read it, understand the words, the vocabulary, and then eventually to be able to speak it. Perhaps even to write it ultimately. But first things first, I need to know what kinds of things are available in French about blogging, particularly edublogging. And so what I've done is I've talked to a couple of people through LinkedIn. I've talked to a number of people about, what kind of resources are available in French, and then did some searches on Google, Scholar, and a couple of other places. And having gone through the pathfinding, the wayfinding process, it took quite a while. But in any case, I came up with Intégration des outils du web dans l'enseignement. And this is a blog. It's information from the University of Montreal about blogging. And I've got the source on the page. What I've done with this particular page is I've taken the two columns, one is in English and one is in French, and I've highlighted a number of things with different colors. The ones in yellow, I've identified those as academic vocabulary that I'll need, things such as teaching, enseignant, annonce, une nouvelle, announcements or news, apprentissage, learning, and a few others. Further down, I've got a few others here. Carnet de stage, commentaire, these sorts of things. So these are just some examples, but there's also other things that I need to know, like compte rendu, book review, réflexion. Of course, it's very similar in reflections in English and French, but I'm interested in the spelling, which is why I identified it in blue. Description is signalement, and again, my pronunciation is not that great, so at this stage in time, I'm just focusing on the reading, the wording, the use of the word within a context. For example, distance courses. It's academic, but it's pretty straightforward. I mean, it's course à distance. So it's important to show, what kind of accent is being used and so on. So it's important for me to know. The other thing I've done with this is that I've gone through it and I've made some comments here about the translation. For example, further down, there's some stuff about Carnet de Recherche is search book. And I'm not too sure about that one, but there's this one called to maintain a blog or research staff, and then in French it's maintenir un blog de recherche personnel. Of course, personnel to me means perhaps personal. For maintaining a blog for personal reasons, to maintain a blog for research or personal reasons, and that's completely lost in the translation. So that's something to point out in my commentary. So I've made a few comments to myself. I'm unsure about the translation in a couple of cases. I'm unsure about the phrasing, and that's fine. That will give me some work later on. Now, the second part of this is going to Google Translate. So what I do is I take a couple of the words or phrases, individual phrases. For example, I don't know exactly how to say le matériel de course. I apologize for French listeners. It must sound terrible. So what I do is I go to Google Translate. I paste in the phrase, and then I have a listen.
Le matériel du cours. Le matériel du cours.
And from the Google Translate, so it's le matériel du cours. Well, let me try that again.
Le matériel du cours.
Le matériel du cours. Again, it is rough, but it gives me a starter It gives me a general overview, and it gives me an idea of, you know, the intonation and the inflection and the pronunciation of certain words. And again, I'm going to have to check with native French speakers to find out just how effective these, you know, this translation is. But it's good to know that it's available. And so this is my first attempt at using the internet tools, Google Translate, and using a number of annotation features with Word, and just putting together a couple of strategies so that I can identify keywords and vocabulary, identify spelling, identify structure, and using comprehensible input, having a translation alongside the actual content. And this is really, really important for me. All right, well, that brings it to an end, and I look forward to hearing from you about this process, and actually enjoy the whole process. So any comments about this, please let me know. Thanks a lot.